Vayikach Korach Parshas Korach, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuftes Barichas in the Parakela talks about the Inyanim in Parshas Korach. Over there, the Gemara darshins Vayikach Korach Omer Shlokish Shalokach Mekach Ro La'amon. And then it says Korach. Why is it called Korach? Shenasa Korcha BeYisrael, because there was a bald spot. They fell into the karka. Then the Gemara continues Ben Yitzhor. There's a remez in his name. Ben Shehirtiach Olav Eskol Ha'olam Kitzaharayim. Then he made the Olam very angry, like in the hot sun of the Tzaharayim. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in the time of the Quran, his Pirush Chumash, he says, Haich, what it means, Hirtiach Olav Eskol Ha'olam. He says, based on the Gemara Nedarim, Daflam attests that the Gemara says that it brings a pasuk in Chavakuk. Shemesh Yareach Omad Zvula La'or Chitzechi Aleichu L'noiga Borak Chanisecha. That the Shemesh and the Yireach came up and said, normally the Gemara says in Chagiga that the Shemesh and the Yireach are in the Rekiah Hasheni. But that they went up to Zvul, which is a higher Rekiah. And they came to say, Imata Oisadin leben Amram, fine, in La, ain't Anu Meirin. So they say the Shemesh went out of the Rekiah and went somewhere else to fight for Moshe Rabbeinu's cause. And if you do, it brings up Kantinievsky that the Medrash says that the Galgal Chama, the way it works is that every day, as we state in Medrash and Chazal, the Belezer, that when it goes around and it disappears in the Shkia, it goes into the ocean, underneath the ocean, and cools off. And that's how it goes, the cycle again and again. But that night, when the Shemesh went up to the Zvul, so it didn't get cooled off from going down into the Tahoim, into the Ukainis. So it was Hirtiach Olav Eskol Ha'olam. The Machlekes of Korach caused it to be a Hartach in the oil. Hazoizak, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The Gemara continues. The Emes, that's in Gemara, the Gemara says that the Shemesh went up. So the Marsha over there says, you know, Mashiach knows what they're in the Dorim. Let me test. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Boiker, if you're the Eskola Shalai, in the morning we're going to know. So Moshe Rabbeinu meant, Boiker, let's see tomorrow. He knows, the sun said, the Shemesh said he's not going to be mayor. But then he saw that the Maestro of the Shemesh did come. So then he changed the Bezois Tegon. He made the other simon of the Bulia Bakarka, the Tigris, all the other young. Ben Kahos, then Ben Levi, Ben Shinasla, Levi, the Gehenim. So he says, a shame of Shat. Also, Chaim Kanievsky in time of the crow. What does it mean, Nasa Le'Leviyah V'Gehenem? Because the Emes, you know, the Mishnah says in Ovis, B'Shas P'tirosei Shel Odim Lo'i Melavin Oisei Le'Kesef Le'Zov. By the Levoya, you're not Nilva with Kesef and Zov, but Kairach that went down with all of his Nechosim. He was B'luei Kairach, so he was Nasa Le'Leviyah V'Gehenem. Most people go to Gehenem, they don't have a Levaya that comes along with their Kesef and Zov. Kairach had a Levaya together with his Kesef and Zov. The Parvus Yosef over here makes Cheshbon is to work out exactly how old was Kairach. We know there's a medrash that says that at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, Vayachas HaMitzri, that's the Mitzri people of Kayan, and that is in the Sgal and the Shmosi into Kairach. So Kairach was born then, and it's a machlekes in the Tanchuma, how old is Moshe Rabbeinu by that event when he killed the Mitzri, either 20 or 40, machlekes anoyim. And according to the Cheshbon, if Moshe Rabbeinu was a Bazoi, 82 now in the Midbar, by the Mice of Kairach, you work out the Cheshbon, how old Kairach was, it comes out as a machlekes if Kairach was above 20 or above 50 or below 50, which is a problem because the Medrash says that Kairach was from the Toyanei Ha'aron. He was from the ones that carried the Aron from Bnei Kahos. And the Toyanei Ha'aron, the ones that carried, were only less than 50. On the other hand, Kairach is being Toyveya that he wants Nasius. The Gemara says that a Nasi has to be at least 50 years old. So there's a pshat, the Magad Chadashim brings, that's why Kairach says, Ra'ah, he saw, right, Vayikach Kairach, he saw, Ma Ra'ah, he saw Shmuel, Yoitze Nechalotzov. Shadis Shmuel was Nifter at age 52. Shmuel was Manig of Kleiser for 11 years. He started before 50. So that's what Kairach saw. He said he saw Shmuel. He saw that it's Meglach, that you can be a Nasi, even if it's not Ben Chamishim. That was his tiny by seeing Shmuel, Yoitze Mechalotzov. Rashi brings Kairach in Pikeach Hoya, Ma Ro'ol, Lishtus Zeh. Because he saw Shmuel Yoitz Mechalosov, Umoisha Hoya Roye. I heard once a pshat, a person has two eyes. One eye is to see the Hoive, and one eye is to see the Osid. And to keep balance, not to get only Yuyish from just what's going on in the Hoive, and not to only be, you know, living your very Dalton, you know. It's not July yet, you know. But this is mine. So the pshat is like this, it says, it's predictive rab, Einoi hita osay, one eye. Because the eye that saw the osay was correct. Kairach rosh, shel is godly osay, amen. In the Bechin of Osir, he was right. He said, look what's coming out from me. Over Einoi to Osir, he didn't have that in the Hoive. In the Hoive, he's not holding yet that he should be able to do that. And the emphasis is, in all the parshiyos that we're learning now, Shlach, Koy, Rechukas, Balak, everything is about Einayim. By Shlach, by the Meraglim, Ure'isim es Ha'oret, So Omasher Re'inu Besoicha, Ure'isim Oysa Yuzachartem, Koy, Rech, Shepikeyecha, Mar, Ro, Lishtuzeh, Chukas is everything is about Einayim. Always these parshas, the Bnei Yisoscha writes, comes out in Chodesh Tammuz. Chodesh Tammuz, the parshas is connected Shevet Ruvain, according to the Torah that each one of the Shvatim is connected Chodesh. And that's the Chush of Re'iyah. And Chodesh Tammuz, the Emes, is connected the Einayim. And a person has to bazun the work, Eini, Yerdamayim, is a tikkun on the Chodesh Tammuz and Av, which is connected Einayim. It's brought down that, you know, there's such a thing as Ayin Ra, that you can look at something and cause Hezek Re'iyah. Hezek Re'iyah. But on the other hand, the Sforim say, Shemishmo, others, there's also Ayin Toiva. A person with Ayin Toiva could be, if you could do Hezek Re'iyah with Ayin Ra, you could do Tikkun with Ayin Toiva. A person could be Tikkun on the Ayin Toiva. I heard a word, the Derev Drash, Sari Imenu, she says she's complaining that Hogar, Batekel Divirta Be'ena. And Avram says, Asilo Hatoiv Be'enayich. Do whatever you want with her, which means get rid of her. Asilo. The Targum says, Ovid Lo Kiddetokin Be'enayich. A Pasha, Kiddetokin Be'enayich means whatever you feel appropriate. Kiddetokin, whatever. Or no, Kiddetokin, you could do a Takana with your Einayich. You're saying, Batekel Divirta Be'ena? Look at her differently. Look with an Ayin Toiv, look with a Mila Toiv, or whatever, with an Ayin Toiv, the Tikkun of that Ayin Toiv, what it could do. Now the Emes is, what's taka the Nekuda of Koirach? And it's also the Nekuda of the Ayin Be'etzin. Koirach, according to some Midrashim, we said, but we have different shot, he was 130 years old, he was older than Moshe Rabbeinu, according to other Shitas. And the Emes, the Chiddush Yerim writes, he was supposed to be, the same way there's a Musaf Aaron as a Kohen Gadol, he was supposed to be a Levi Gadol, he was supposed to be a Zazak Levi Gadol. Afterwards, after they cut, then the Shtelo never was, the post was never filled. It was it. Sinish Givet. So what happened? Ma ro, the Sforim explained is an akuda of kinnah, right? Kinnah. Virekev atzmois kinnah. Virekev is gematria karech. Kinnah can be moitzi yasa adam and oilam. This says, there's an akuda of tikkun of midos. This is bederach malitza, but it says, you know, Aaron HaKoyim represents put fakert, roid of sholem, and midos, and tikkun amidos. Aaron ends up being buried behoir hahor. Aaron is Maksik Shalom. When you go with Shalom, you end up way up there. And Kairach that went with Machloik is in the red. It's Lamata Lamata. The difference between Shalom and Machloik is the tikkun of that Indian. The Medrash also brings Vayikach Kairach ben Yitzhar. Yitzhar is a lashon of Shemen. Shemen, we know, goes up all the way to the top. We'll see about that in the Hemshech. The Gemara brings in Pesachim, it's Midrashim in a lot of places, Koyruch was a very big Oshir. And the Gemara Darshan in Sanhedrin, a Pasuk in Kehelis. The Pasuk says in Kehelis, Oysher Shomer Lebailov L'Ra'osoy. So the Gemara Darshan says in Sanhedrin, Kufyud, Omer Shlokish Zu Oysher Shal Koyruch. That Amol, the Oshirish that he had, his Dafka was Oymed Le Royitz. Because as the Pasuk says, Vayikun Kehelis, the Marsha brings this in Baba Basra, fascinating Marsha. Oyev Kesef lo Yizba Kesef. The Marsha in Baba Basra, the Chafei brings that there was a Maisa. It's a Medrash, where he brings it as a story, that there was a person that was Mavakesh, I don't know from who, but that everything he touches should become Kesef. And he died. He died from starvation. Marsha brings it, because he couldn't eat. Ever as I saw, so Chaim Palaji asks, Vos heist? Someone else could put food. So he says, no, you buy this, you're not nene. You can't be saveya. Oh, you're pesel yizbek. Unless your mom, she may eat it with the egg and the fingers. If someone was talking about it, it's not going to be. You could die from starvation. Or he says another job. The fact that it was negeya in this fasayim, it was also nefach lekesef. Now Moshe Rabbeinu has a Shachar V'Tari with Koirach. Very interesting. He says, Ki kol ha'eidu kulam kedoshim. Kol ha'eidu kulam kedoshim. So there's a very interesting Taz in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah, in Orachayim. we daven on Rosh Hashanah davening the chiluk of the nusach of the tefillah. We say Meloich al kol ha'olam kuloi bechoydecha. Goes good with the nigger. But the emes says, what's kol ha'olam kuloi? What's wrong with kol ha'olam? Kol ha'olam kuloi. Says the Taz, and the emes, the levush brings that you should take out. There's no reason for it. The Taz says no. If we just say kol ha'olam is rubeke kuloi. Kol ha'olam is rubeke kuloi. Mechate says kuloi. Kol ha'olam kuloi. That's when you know that it's mamish mamish kuloi. The emes is the Achronim Amarich about this various places when it says a double lashon. V'derech malitza, or maybe it's more to it than that. The Gemara in Hori is Taf Gimel Amid Beis says the Gemara has a kasha, and Rambam says no. Hachanami mistabra. The bechola tayra kula kaimulam rubay kikula. Bechola tayra kula kaimulam rubay kikula. Neil Bay. After that, it's interesting. You know, we mentioned the Medrash that it says Yitzhar that Kairach was called Ben Yitzhar because he had the Kairach of Shemen. What's the Kairach of Shemen? Shemen is oila on all mashkin, and the Medrash says kola mashkin. It doesn't say kol mashkin kulan. It says kol mashkin, the shemen is tzof l'mal. Now the Velt asks that it's shver from whiskey. A yang sraf. I didn't have it now, so I checked the vodka with vodka work. The shemen went to the top. I made with water, and the vodka went up. I was in the middle. But they ask, after they kach, does it in the price game, if mashke is considered, does it have it in mashke? I don't know, they're going to do what, they're going to kiddush, or they're going to have it in mashke. This is nechlal mashke. They wanted to bring a rice in a marriage. It says kol mashkin. The shemen is tzof oil, and by whiskey, not. It's rice. Eis mishmashke. But the shayla is, actually, you could say, yeah, it's kol mashkin kula. It's kol mashkin kula. It ain't bit. Although I saw very interesting, I was learning in Moed Katan, the Gemara says that you're supposed to drink water after fish. The Tosis over there brings that, no, then it's dangerous to drink water after you eat fish. And Rabbi Kvega brings some aloch in your day, and there's a simon kufta zayin about eating or doing things that are dangerous. Sakanta, chamir sakanta. Rabbi Kvega brings also lishtes mayim sakana. Sakana lishtes mayim machata. And the way you learn the Gemara that it's mashma wine and beer also is sakana. So that's why the oil and drinks are glazal schnapps after the fish. So grab that if you don't want. I heard someone said you can't do Coca Cola or something that's water. Over orange juice, it's a mitz. That you can recover and you don't have to drink it. Over, so I sobered down a safe. He says, Mari Dikazaf, he says, this concept of schnapps, because the Gemara says in the times of Gemara, water wasn't dangerous. And he said, this concept of Yain Sraf, you don't find it in the Medrash. And how come on? It says Shemen is Oyvan, it doesn't mention it, because it was Nischadish afterwards. It came in a later Tkuf, he brings from the Gemara of Shemesh, that when there was Golus, Girush, Sforad, so Yotza Baskam and Hashemayim, Hech Yisparnasu B'nei Yisroel were being sent out. So the Ebrister said, it's going to be Nischadish, a new Mashke that didn't exist until now, and from that they're going to be Yisparnas, they're going to be able to. So it's not a catch from the Medrash, and the Medrash was, it was Nachnish in that. In that tkufa. Now, the hemshich and the parsha, you have, it's a big sugya. There was the Bliya Ba'aretz, there was the Matayim Chamishim, there was the Koyrach Vadosa, there was Dosim Vaviram. There's different people, different players in the plot over here, different oinshim that happened to him. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings the Machloikis Taka, what exactly happened to Koyrach? Was he from the Bluim? Was he from the Srufim? Was he from neither? Did he die in a Magay from a cloud? Was he both? It's a whole sugya Sadvar. It's interesting though, the Chizkuni writes, what does it mean, where did these Matayim Chamishim people come from? So the Chizkuni writes, every Shevet sent a Bezdin, except for Shevet Levi. Already they're being Ma'ar over here on the Mile of Levim and the Mile of Aaron and the Mile of Kuna. But every Shevet from the 11 Shvatim sent a Bezdin. A Bezdin is 23. 23 times 11 is 253. And that's exactly how much there is. It's 250 plus and including Doson, Aviram, and Oin. Ben tell us. Who are three from Reuven. So that's the 11 Batei Din, the 250 plus Doson, Aviram, and Oin are the all these Batei Din, and all of them are Makter Ketoris, and past this, the way it's Mashma, the competition, so to speak, was that one of them would be Niskabel, and the other 249 not. So, Oysam, Masayim, Chamishim, B'Shalai, Janoshim, Ma Ro, Shepikchem, Hoy, Ulai, Ma Ro, Nishtozeh, how could so many make a mistake? I heard once, Lord. You hear too much shvachim by Yeshiva brachas, and then it goes to your head. You think you're a and each one of them thought he's going to be the one. Even though, again, other mishnah learned different, but pashtus they knew mitchila that only one is going to be niskabel on that order. Now, after this phenomenal thing happens, and all the maybe ketoros are nisraf, and the agas koyrach is nivla, and koyrach is nana, and everyone's gone, comes a whole sugya. Moshe Rabbeinu tells everyone to bring in a mate, and they're going to grow. Vayotze Ferach, Vayotze Sitz, and advises of the Yehud of Aaron, Ha'oya, Ha'ish, Asher, Efka, but Vosfeld, what's needed, this story of the Matois and the Pericha of the Tzit? It wasn't enough yet that the Makariv Akhtaris were Nisraf and the Aedo was Nivla and there was a Magefa. It's not enough? So I heard once a pshat that the Emes in the beginning, Kairach's Taino was Kola Aedo Kulam Kedoshim, his Taino that you don't even need a manik. His Taino was Talashakula Tcheles, doesn't need a Chut of Tcheles. Everyone's Gival. The original Vikuach was to show that no, there was supposed to be there's a Tzura of Melech Echad, Nasi Echad, Koyen Echad. But now who? So now it's a new story. And what is this new story? Not a moifus. Kriyas Yamsif was a bigger moifus. We're not looking for a moifus. Over the Taichis Poshet, we're trying to see who's the Koyin. The Koyin is the one that's going to be doing the Avodah. The one who's maybe, you know, Tefach or more, or Asarat Vachon Lamala Mena Karka. He's not eingesapt into the Oilam Hazeh. Is it such a moifus if a piece of wood grows almonds? I mean, that's what an almond tree is, right? It's a piece of wood, and shkevim grow from it. Yeah, it's in the ground, and it's nutrients, and you learn from science. Okay, very good, that's not the point. So we're going to take 12 of these sticks, and we're not going to plant it in the Eretz. We're going to put it in the Kodesh Kodosh. And the one that Adarab, Ruchni, is flanced in, that Tzadik Katomar Yifrach, that the Pricha comes not from the Gashmis. That's who Aish Asher Dibra. That's the Remez is. It wasn't something that there was a moifus. You want to know who's right to be the Kohen. The one that's right to be the Kohen is the one that the Ruchnius of the Mokam HaMikdosh is going to be. And you know, the Pasuk says the entire process. Vayotze Perach, Vayotze Tzitz, Vayigmol Shkegen. It's a big limud, all the Bali Musa talk about that. You know, Mekanish Springen, Mekanish Chapan Malachin. You can't just jump right to the highest madrig. You have to go step by step. There's even a vart I heard once that you can't even skip a step because the pshat is you're building the staircase as you're going up, and you're avodas Hashem. You know, you're not just walking up; you're creating the stairs. You're going step by step. It's showing the process of how your avodas Hashem develops. Now, at the end of the parsha, or near the end, actually, it talks about the mile of the kohanim, the mile of the levim, and it goes by riches into the inyan of the matnas kahuna, the Rambam. In Hilchis Bikurim, it's really Hilchis Matnas Kahuna. The first parak he brings down, but even clearly all the different Matnas Kahuna that there are Chav Dalit Matnas Kahuna, and he categorizes them. There are 10 in the Mikdash, 4 in Yerushalayim, and 10 that are the Gvulim that Bechlal are in Gantz Eretz Yisrael, or maybe even in Chutz Laretz. And there's a remez because the pasuk says twice. The Baal Torah brings Zei Yelcha, and then pasuk later again in pasuk Gedal Zei Yelcha says 12 Gematria. Times 2, 24, that's the 24 Matnas Kahuna. After a little bit about Pidyon HaBen, it says over here that there's actually Pidyon HaBen of a human, right? By Peter Rechim of a Yisrael. Then there's Bechor Behema Tahoira. A Bechor Behema Tahoira, Bechal, the Rambam doesn't bring in Hilchis Bikurim. That he brings in Hilchis Karbonis. That's in Hilchis Bechor, that's because that's a carbon. And then there's Petach Hamor. Petach Hamor actually he does bring in Hilchis Bikurim. Hilchis Bikurim is right. The last part is about Hilchis Petach Hamor, because Petach Hamor Vayter is a process of being poided. Yeah, so the Maizah say a Petach Rechem, right, it's the firstborn to the mother, the father has to be poided in with 5 sloim. It's called a pidyoim. And there is a process that even says in the procedure, the Kohen is supposed to ask him, my boy is Tvei, which would you prefer? And Kiyu, there's a transfer because by Makis Bechayrois, the Eberster was Koinos, and there, the whole process. What, if you're not praying that the child has Kedusha, there's an Isra Malacha, there's Isra Giza Vavoida, if someone didn't have Pidyoin, what is it exactly? On the other hand, there's a lot of rice that it's Tamazay Peroyin Choyv, it's Yedua. That, I mean, and it is, there's a mitzvah, there's a Chiyav, you have to give to the coin. You don't have to give it all to the same coin, you can give a lot of Kehanim, as long as it adds up eventually to 5 slime. You can give hundreds of Kehanim Pruta. I was specific, if you can give half prutas, if it's chazmas terufet, it's a machlekes in the poiskim, showing where it even, if it's nis'achlo hamois, meaning if you're slowly giving out prutas to kehanim, does that, when you finally give the last pruta, that it's mashlam to the shear of 5 sloyim, could it be, does it have to be that the original kehanim you gave to are still biyodam, or it could even be that it was nis'achlo, which leads to the big kasha that the chazmash asks, how is it that a person can't be makayim pitin abem with one pruta, give it to the kohen, have the kohen give it back to him, and give it to him again? a couple of hundred times until you hit five shloim. How could the Gemara have a dilemma if a person doesn't have enough money for pidyon haben and for oil regal, or a person doesn't have enough money for pidyon haben for himself and for his son? Yeah, he is a bechor and the son is a bechor. You can, with one pruta, you can pull it off. So if you learn it's l'sach l'mois, it's no good. So then when you kain returns it, it's starved. But there's a big arichus about that in the Bir Halacha also, in Hilchos Sukkah, when he talks about how much money you have to spend for mitzvahs. It's zichur also a choyv. I mean, there's the story of, in Chedushah of Shloim, it's brought down the story that someone wanted to do a pidyon haben, and it was nighttime, that's, and it came the 31st day. Let's just catch on to that. It's a machloekes Mogen Avraham and Shach. If pidyon haben has to be done after 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim, because that's what a chodesh is, or actually a full 30 days. Full 30 days doesn't mean me'ei shleis. It means as soon as it becomes shkia, it's another day, which means actually depending on when the baby's born, which one is the earlier zman. If a baby's born late in the afternoon, then it will hit 30 days way before it hits Chof Tes Yud Beis Tashtzag. If it's born in early at night, like, you know, at the beginning of the night, even before Alois, it's in various cases you can have, in the summer or winter, you can already be at Chof Tes Yud Beis Tashtzag, which is the amount of time that the moon makes a cycle, and it's still not 30 days. But there was a child with being in bed at night, and so the Leviyah Ben said, okay, free with Davin and Ma'ir. You know, Ma'ir, Todir, Ma'ir. So Shlomo Ayman said, what Ma'ir? If a guy comes to you, I lent you money, he's ready to do that. He says, Davin and Ma'ir. What's Davin and Ma'ir? You owe me money. Money. Well, what's the Choyv? So it has both elements. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Lam Zayin gives a Shaila. A Tana named Plimoy came to Rebbe, an Amoira actually, yeah, and he asks him if someone has two heads. Which head does he wear the tefillin on, right? There's tefillin shel Roish. If he has two heads, which head does he put the tefillin on? And Rebbe got very upset and said, Kum gali oy kabal alech sham. To go to Cherem, we'll get out of here because the Freknesh has a non-relevant shayas. The Gemara continues that, Afan Ark came in somebody and said, I just had a baby boy and he has two heads and I want to know how much do I have to get for Pidyon HaBen. What's his study? Pidyon HaBen is five shlaim. What's the shayas? So, there's an idden that maybe he has to give 10 slain. And the Gemara says, yeah, you have to give 10 slain. Two heads. I'm not sure. One head came out first. 10 slain. Then the Gemara asks, very sussantiki Gemara. The Gemara says, 10 slain? But it's a trefa. It's not going to live. It's not going to survive. You're not mechuyev b'chlal. Forget about bar mitzvah with the tefillin. You're not going to survive. And the Gemara answers, no. Bigul goyles halarachmona. And Rashi learns, this thing you're asking a trefa, it's not a trefa. And now back to the topic, it's 10. It's very sussum, the Shakla Vataria. It's brought down in the stanza from Abchaim, a few different Nuschois, how to say over the Gemara. This is the Nusach that we hear over in the Mir. This is in Baba Kama Daf Yud Beis. Rabbi Reboshe says over the Nusach, that the Shakla Vataria of the Gemara was really a Lundish Chakira, this child that was born with two heads. Is it one person with two heads? You know, I could have three arms or six fingers. Two heads, maybe three heads also, I don't know. And is it one person with two heads or is it two people? And the Gemara Paskin, you pay 10 sloyim. And the Gemara's conclusion was, you paying 10 sloyim must be it's two people. And again, it's a stickle square because if it's two, only one of them is a Bechor, over, two. Frankly, it's two people trying to share one body, it's going to die, it's not going to last. If it would be two people, it's not going to last. If it's one person with two heads, it's a Bechor. He'll work it out. But so the Gemara says it's a treifa. And the Gemara is asking the Monashech, if it's five, it's one person. But if it's 10, that means he's saying it's two people trying to share one body, one leg, one shari vorim. It's not going to work. And for the Gemara, no. Lo'oilam is taka one person. And he could live. And there's a shari of tefillin also. And that's why it's not a tainan plima. Aye, it's one person, why? And for the Gemara, where did the Gemara say it's a you think that Pidyon HaBen is five slain flat feet? No. You have to count how much kilo, not kilo, kilo, that doesn't make a difference, but heads, you have to count how many heads.
Five slain my head.
Five slain my head. That's what Mar says. Bigul Goyles, Tal Rachmon. Three heads is 15. Bechulah. So the Shach Levitari was, it was one person to do. So the Shaila is, I was in Sufik, if that's the Maskona, Bigul Goyles, Tal Rachmon, Lamai, so what's the Pshat? It's Taka Tuchi Yuvim of Pidyon HaBen? Or it's one chiyuv. Like I said, you count up how many heads, and then you get to the chiyuv. So I was clarifying, what would be the nafkinah? Because don't tell me the nafkinah is you have to give all 10 to the same kohen. Because it's not. You don't even have to give 5% kohen. You can give 2%. It's a lot of kohen. So I was thinking, an afkamina, south of Pulpula, Mistam, it's a dover rochite, but the mechizchinich is specific. What's the din of a chetzi eved, chetzi kohen? It's a whole complex case. But he has a whole nidin at the end. He comes out that you say chomesh v'loi chetzi chomesh, and therefore there's no din of pidin aben. So I'm going to say, what if a za beria comes out with two heads? If it's two separate machayvim, then it's two separate machayvim of 2.5, and it's all chomesh v'loi chetzi chomesh, and you don't pay anything. But if it's one big machayv, so it's not going to be chomesh v'loi chetzi chomesh. Grade, grade, it's taka punkt 5. 3 heads would be a problem. 2. What? No, what makes that? Give it all one shot. So you won't do it. Give it all one shot. What?
If you can give it them both, 2 times.
No, I'm saying, oh, by Nesachlu, we'll be enough in Nesachlu. Ah, very good, very good. You still have enough in with Nesachlu. Good job, very good. Oich, I'm good there, it's, yeah? Yeah, that's what I'm going to glat, glat with 2 heads. Like the sheep is that you can't give out in small amounts unless all the money's still there. You'll be able to give out the 5 and the 5 separately. It could be Nesachlu, if it's 2 separate. Yeah, it's good. Lemaisa, Toisvis, over there in Menachas Taflam Zayin brings that there was a story that Shlomo HaMelech with Ashmedai that he brought him by Gemara Gittin, and he brought him somebody from under the ground that had 2 heads. And Tosfos brings the story, it's based on a medrash that this fellow with 2 heads, they made a shidduch with a one-headed lady, and I don't know, over 23, under 23, but they had a lot of kids, Tosfos brings, and some of the kids had 2 heads, some of them had 1 head. And by the Shaila, by Yerush, there was a Shaila, there's a will, there's a fight. So the guy died, and the ones with the 2 heads were moneying double Yerusha. Atkan, Tosfos brings. So Athanort and the Shita Mukubetzis, and the Menachas, there's a Shita on the page. Shlomo HaMelech didn't know what to do. So he didn't know what to do. He did it. He had an Eitzah. He covered one of the heads with a sack that he couldn't see, and he poured boiling hot water on the other head. And both heads screamed. So he said, aha! That's what he said. It's one person. That was Now, Pidyon HaBen is only on a Yisrael, a Kohen, and a Levi don't have Pidyon HaBen. Not only that, even if the mother is a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi, you don't have Pidyon HaBen, which means you will never have a Kohen being paid to his own grandchildren, but a Kohen could be paid to his great-grandchildren, and it's Maisim B'chol Yon, Pidyon HaBen. But that's about the Maisim B'chol Yon. But a Kohen could be paid to his nin, because if it's from his daughter's daughter. Who do you give the Pidyon HaBen to, though? The Gemara says in Kedushin, Rav Kahana Shokol Sudra, the Pidyon HaBen, the Gemara even says that Sudra wasn't even worth 5 slugs, the famous Musav L'Didi Shavali. The problem is, for Ektoisvis, in Kedushin, in Psachim, in Basra, Rav Kahana wasn't a Kohen. The Gemara brings a Gemara, Rav Kahana wasn't even a Kohen. So there's a few Mahalchim, there's a Brisket Mahalch, there's 2 Rav Kahanas. It was Rav Kahana that was a Kohen, it was Rav Kahana that wasn't a Kohen. But Tosfos brings another shot, it's Chiddush, Tosfos brings that Rav Kahana was married to a Bas Kohen, and a Yisrael who's married to a Bas Kohen, regardless of his name is Kahana, a Yisrael that's married to a Bas Kohen, is allowed to take Bishvil Ishtoi. Now this concept that you're allowed to take Bishvil Ishtoi is a Gemara. Bas Roy Lechem, okay. That someone that's married to a Bas Kohen is allowed to take Roy Lechem Kevin Begal Ishtoi. That's a Gemara. Over whether this applies by Pidyon HaBen is a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam holds not actually, and Tosfos also. It's following the Tutrutz and Tosfos, but that's Tosfos Teretz on Rav Kahana. The Pella is if Rav Kahana was not really Kohen, he was taking Bishul Ishtoi. Over he took a Sudra, which wasn't even worth 5 slain. Ledidi Shavali. How could he say Ledidi Shavali on his wife's chus? Not Masha Kamsa. She wants the Hamber. It was a chosh of a hat. It was for her. It's a chiddush. It's a big chiddush of Shmuel Asked Kashmir Bozovsky in Kedushin that the Dishavali can work even when Rav Kahana is taking Ba'ad Ishtoi. Now, the Etzem Din, there's a famous Jewish Rabbi Kveger. If the father or mother is a Kohen, he'll put in a ben. And the Gemara doesn't have from a Pasuk. Fret Rabbi Kveger.
The lady.
What?
The lady.
Who's a lady?
The lady.
I don't understand.
Even
Levi, Kohen and Levi, either one, Kohen or Levi. There's also a Shaila, the Gemara says before, a woman is not chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. Is a woman chayiv in Petar Chamor, it's a Tumah in the Rishonim. And also Bechor Behemoth Tehoira, is a woman chayiv. There was once a Raya of them, I have to make the Cheshbonis. Okay, over Rabbi Kveger at the Shaila Zeh. L'Choira, if a Yisrael is married to a Bas Kohen, not a Bas Kohen, a Bas Kohen, Why do you need a special pasuk that he doesn't have to do pidyon haben? Afuchim atros alamali, he doesn't have to do pidyon haben, he can give it to himself. If a Yisrael could take pidyon haben b'schus ishtoi, so why do you need the alfusa? That's someone that's married to a kohen, to a bas kohen. Doesn't have to be part of the son. Afuchim atrosa. It's an afkamina if she dies, or if they're divorced, Rabbi Kilemi says, or is going to pick another afkamina. Let's say she's a Suffolk bas kohen. A person marries her, she doesn't know her father. She might be a bas kohen, she might be a bas yisrael. Suffolk ben sheva ben tesha. At what? Thanachal. No. No, not a chal. She doesn't know if her father is a kohen or yisrael. Not a chal. The father's not a chal. No, then there's, for sure there is pidyon haben. What, if the father's a chol and the mother's a bas kohen?
No. For me.
So she doesn't deserve to take, and she also doesn't part of it. About this pidyon haben. No.
For me.
No, but there's another case. No, but again, I want to go to the case of Suffolk. If it's a Suffolk, Zarka Mikveh Gemara Tikazach. If someone married to a Bas Koyin is Potter, so if you're married to a Suffolk Bas Koyin, you might not be Chayiv. I'm going to be able to write. But if you learn that the Etzem Yichayiv, there's no Ptor, then you want to say, I can take her as your wife. Maybe she's not a Koyin, maybe you can't take. You're for sure Mechoyin. It's any day in Pratich instead of any day in Vesich. If there wouldn't be a din that the Bas Koyin Potters, it's only that you could take because of her, then Afkamina would be if it's a Sofa Bas Koyin. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Beis has a whole bunch of Gishmak Shailas, and they are like the Gemara in Kiddush talks about that you could be Mekudeshes, Midin Orev, Midin Evet Kanayni, Midin Shneem, and Midin Hanos Adam Choshev, and Tzchoyk Lefani. I'll give you an example. The Moshe. Hanos Adam Choshev is that a woman gives Adam Choshev money, and she's Mekudesh because he gave her the Hanah that he took from her. So he clears that maybe you can do that event. So catch on, what are we talking about? That a Kohen goes over to a very Choshev or Roshiva who's quite young because he just had a Bechor, but and gives the Aviyah Ben money, but not five swine. How much does he have to give the Aviyah Ben? How much does he have to give the Aviyah Ben? It depends how Choshev the guy is. You have to give enough that it's worth to you five swine that he took from you. Right? The Gemara only says you give a dinner, it's worth a pruta. So I don't know how much you have to give, but if you give enough to the, if a kohen will give to the Aviyah Ben a schum that's enough that the kohen says, wow, he took that from me, and it's worth to the kohen five swine, so maybe you could put it in a bend. Now the mission, the Minchas Chinuch says maybe not, because it's not gufa imamoi. The Mishnah says in Baba Metzia and also in Chayrus and a few places to slow down that you can't do pidyon haben not with shar, not with karka, not with avodah, not with dovr she'ini gufi mamay. So it's not poshut. You could do pidyon haben with hanor tzchok lefanai midin orei midin adam choshev. It's not poshut. That's a nidna de Minchas Chinuch. Can you do pidyon haben with a credit card? Can you do it with Bitcoin? Can you do it with Libra? I don't know what that is yet. But can you do pidyon haben with those things? Or it has to be gufay mamon. So that's already, those cases are not a shayla in the Minchas Chinuch.
No, what about asking?
What?
Asking.
Mechila?
You want this baby or you want this?
Oh, my voice today?
Yeah, I did.
So just answer, no, so that's a separate thing that we said. No. It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. I was into that before. In the Gabi Dem Shlen. Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Shin Hey that there's no shlichus by pidyon haben, and there's a big tumult achronim, why not? And I saw a fascinating machlokes, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Chasam Sofer on this nakuda. Very interesting. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, why is pidyon haben? It's a shver and a eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, why is pidyon haben only on a bechor from a mother, not a bechor from a father? A rachis aynon. He says, because in Makas Bechoyres, a Bechor from a father, how do you know who the father is? Hashem couldn't send a Malach Mashkes to kill the Bechoyre Mitzrayim that are Bechor Me'av, because the Malach Mashkes wouldn't know. Because how could you know who the father is? It's a Dover Sosom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai had to do it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai had to do it, you don't need a Hatzolah of Lehavchin Bein. The Ebrister comes, Genoi, and he kills the Bechor Me'av. of the Mitzrayim. You don't have to be worried, oh, maybe the Bechori Av of the Yisrael might also get killed. There's a Mashkas. No, it's the Eberstein. The Mashiach knows Gnoi. Precision, what he's doing. The Bechor may aim. Hashem sent a Mashkas. Because, you know, he gave birth to him, yeah? So, and the Mashkas is killing the Bechori Me'aim. Now, by a Mashkas, Lenit L'Havchen. And maybe he might kill the Bechori Me'aim of the Yisrael. And Hashem was Masel them. That was that soul. That was the Ufrais of Pitun Abed. Kiliko Bechor. And that's why Bechor Me'aim has a Pitun. Azoy Zok, Rabbi Kivei. Chassam Sofer is Pum Fakert. Chassam Sofer in Shulchan Aruch Shin Hei says, why is Pidyon HaBen not done with a Shliach? Why can't there be Shlichus? And Darach Agav Chor, there could be Shlichus on the sending of the money. Right? UPS, GPS, how do you send it? Whatever. No, I'll prove it to you. You're allowed to make a Tanai in Pidyon HaBen. It's a Gemara. And Chor, the Rishonim asked, Mil said less of a Shlichus, less of a Tanai. The Torah says, yeah, the money Zichah you could send a Shliach on. Maybe the Chalis Pidyon you can't. Money you can send the shlich. But come on, the Chassam Sofer says, why is it min haroi not to use shlichus? Because the same way, b'makas b'chayrus, it was ani v'loi shlich, ani Hashem, ani v'hu v'loi acher. So also the b'chin of Pidyon HaBen should be, ani Hashem, ani v'loi shlich. It's a machlokes from Kiveg Chassam Sofer. Now Kiveg is about Gubis Pumfaker, that the whole matar of Pidyon HaDap to B'chor Me'ein is because it wasn't the Bar Shefer, it was the Mashkas. On the B'chor Me'ein, you don't need it. And the Chassam Sofer said, Amish. Good, it's Seger.